Okay, this is exciting. The Māoriland Film Festival is kicking off on the 24th of March on until the 28th down in Ōtaki. It's the largest indigenous film festival, in the world, which is very, very exciting. And we're lucky enough to be joined by Maddie Hakaraya De Young, who is Festival Director at Māoriland Film Festival. Morena.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
Good. We're in the final countdown. It's a week out or just under.
Yes, you must be fully in the swing of getting all the festival prep sorted, and things are feeling exciting?
Yeah, things are. Yesterday, one of our kaimahi brought his gorgeous golden retriever in to bring up the vibes, and I think Aww. It's just lovely seeing how buzzy our team is. Everybody's, super, super busy. Ōtaki is a town that we don't have a cinema, we don't have hotels, so we really have to do every part of bringing this festival to life. But the vibes are really high, and the weather in Ōtaki has turned around and is looking like it's going to be stunning next week.
Gorgeous. So your festival director, run us through a little bit what your involvement entails.
Sure, so it's kind of a bit of everything. We start planning the festival about halfway through the year, and so I get to be part of the team that pulls all the films together, which is really, that's one of my favourite parts, is seeing all the films coming in from around the world and how they talk to each other and what the theme for the next year's festival might be. And then once we've done all that watching, and it's hundreds of films that come in to be selected, we whittle it down to about 100, put the program together, and then everybody else on the team swings in with things like, what are the venues going to look like, what is our marketing and social media going to look like, what other events do we have, because it's not just films, it's also, we have Toi Matua Gallery here at the Māoriland Hub, which is a really beautiful Indigenous arts space. They have their annual exhibition at the festival every year. We have Sharing Ground, which is more of an interactive art space where you've got artists doing demonstrations. So there's carvers, weavers, tamoko artists. Numa McKenzie is coming down from Tamakiriru block printing. We're going to have Indigenous runways where we invite people to wear their regalia or wear things that make them proud to be Indigenous and strut their way down. And that's all part of the sort of vibrancy of creating a conversation around the films, because we're really lucky that the filmmakers travel to Māoriland from all over the world. So they're all starting to make their way here. And so it means that by the time we get to next week, you're in a space where you're watching things together, but you're also wanting to leave and have a conversation about it afterwards and spend time together in a community.
Oh, this sounds like the most fun celebration.
Yes, very like multidisciplinary as well, which is so, so cool. I wonder if you could give us a little bit, for those sort of unfamiliar with Māoriland Film Festival, a bit of a background on where this came from, because it's grown into, the largest Indigenous film festival in the world, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, we're part of there's a whakapapa to our Indigenous film festival community. One of our sibling festivals, Imaginative, is based in Toronto, and they've been going for 25 years. They just turned 25 last year. And so between them, Scott McColvick up in Finland, they're up above the Arctic Circle in Inari, and they project films on a snow screen. It's incredible. And there's other festivals around the globe, but we had a film that was made here in Ōtaki by my aunt and uncle on our marae with our aunties. It was a real whānau affair called The Lomo Men of Kapu, and that film screened all over the world. It went to about 30-something festivals, and it won a People's Choice Award at Wairoa on the coast, and it was one of those moments that was like a light bulb for our community to go, we want to see more films like this. Like, how do we become part of this? And so my aunt and uncle, who are filmmakers, Libby Hakarai and Tainui Stevens, and then my other aunt and uncle, who are lawnmowing contractors, and they'd let us use the lawnmowers for that film, came together and was like, why don't we just do it? Let's start a film festival in Ōtaki. And they pulled me on at that point to go, okay, like, let's work this out. None of us had run a film festival before. We're all from arts backgrounds, theatre, music. That's the mahi that our whānau does, but we just kind of had to work it out. And so every year, the festival's grown really organically in terms of who comes to the festival and informs what the festival looks like and feels like. And that's just grown year on year on year. And I think people, one of the reasons why we're now the biggest is partially because people just want to come to Aotearoa. A lot of filmmakers, it's like their bucket list. They've always wanted to come here. But also, I think people really value the opportunity to spend time together outside a big city, and most film festivals are in big cities, so you can feel a little bit lost while you're at them. Whereas here, our main focus is that we want to hold everyone, we want to make sure that everyone feels looked after. That sense of manaaki is one of our most important po for us.
Oh, atahua, how cool. So excited for you guys to be in the thick of it so soon, kicking off on the 24th. Run us through a couple of films or short films or things that are on show that you're particularly excited for.
Yeah, there's something for everybody. Like, I know that sounds kind of cheesy, but there's incredible documentaries. So, like, there's a film on Friday morning called Mana Moana Mana Tangata, and it's about the Sea Lord claim and Māori fisheries here in Aotearoa. But when I watched that film, I just found it so fascinating because it was stuff that, you know, those things that you kind of know a little bit about, but it's not something you've really paid attention to or knew about. And so then when you hear somebody telling the story of how they came to this happening and realising what a monumental achievement that was, not just for Aotearoa, but for Indigenous rights globally, that was really special to watch. There's a film called A Shaman's Tale that is from Saka. And so Saka, they're the people of the far east of Russia. So, you know, what we think of generally as Siberia, that's a land inhabited by a number of Indigenous communities who have really, you know, they're living in some of the harshest environments in the planet, but they have incredible traditions of clothing and language and culture. And A Shaman's Tale is this, it's one of those films that you kind of have to see in a cinema, but it's also kind of funny because it's about a modern day shaman who sets out to travel from that far eastern side of Russia over to Moscow on a mission to exorcise a demon that he believes exists in the Kremlin. So it's kind of cheeky as well. There's a film called The Koliano Heart from Australia, which is about this Indigenous whānau who were in the circus, and they work part of that big sort of circus community in the 19th and 20th century, that everybody loves the greatest showman, right? Mm. This is talks about the circus being the world's grandest stage. And then there's all the short films. So there's like scary films on Friday night because it's our 13th birthday. We had to do that.
Nice.
So the ticket support is a little bit creepy, a little bit dark, a little bit moody. We have films about the whenua. We have films about whānau and whakapapa in there. But there's also this program which is kind of, I'll be honest, it's kind of shambolic by design. And it's called Bingo Shorts, where we invite the audience in to come and play bingo and watch films. So those films are usually basically all comedies, music videos, films that are going to make you laugh, and then we break it up by playing a round of bingo with the filmmakers. And our bingo callers are enthusiastic and not necessarily trained.
I love.
And so it just makes for a really great time.
I love a completely untrained bingo caller. I think they make for the best moments in life, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. This is awesome. What a cool thing.
Mm, it's pretty amazing just looking at the program, how much you've managed to cram into 4 days. Yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah, it's every year we're like, okay, let's rein it in, try and, you know, make it slightly more manageable for our team. But then you get excited, and I think that's where the magic comes in, of just throwing a little bit of caution to the wind and doing things that you know are going to feel good once you get to the other end.
And like, it totally speaks to the breadth and scale of amazing Indigenous creativity that's coming out of Aotearoa and abroad, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. That's, I think that's the thing that makes us the most proud every year, is seeing our Indigenous storytelling community grow every year in all corners. So, like, we also have an industry program because we've got all these filmmakers coming. So it's a time to connect and collaborate and share ideas. And one of our events for that is with Weta FX, with the Māori team who work at Weta FX, who are part of bringing Avatar to life. And that team's just won an Oscar, which I don't think, like, when you look at those big films, I don't think you necessarily think about the fact that there's this whole whare of people in Pōneke working really, really hard to bring one of the biggest films in the world to life. And a lot of them are Māori and have contributed their own whakapapa and tikanga and ways of working to making that film. But then you've also got this program of, it's called Through Our Lens, where we do this cultural exchange program. So we went over to Ahitereiria in January and we made films on Phillip Island with a group of 15 and 16-year-old Kuri young people. And they're all coming to the festival to show their films on Wednesday morning. So you've got that full scope from like first-time storytellers through to some of the most accomplished in the world.
Wow, miharo, so cool. Hey, thank you so much, Maddie, for taking the time out of what I'm sure is a hectic week of preparation to have a kōrero with us. We've been talking about Māori Land Film Festival, which is on in Ōtaki from the 24th to 28th of March next week. Everyone can read the full program and find out more info via mff.maorilandfilm.co.nz. Thank you so much, Maddie. So nice to have a kōrero with you this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Kia ora, Maddie.
Kakite. Bye.